Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Now, this is a very difficult conversation because, all right, according to a survey put out by Waxa, I'll tell you about them in a second, it indicates that the majority of South Africans believe that Hamas should face war crimes for October the 7th. Right? That is, so Waxa is Women's Action Campaign South Africa. Right. I want to talk about this, but the same organization actually put out other research into beliefs in South Africa. And South Africans, one in four South Africans, believe that rape is sometimes justifiable. What the hell? What? Oh my gosh, you can't make this stuff up. Well, maybe you can, I don't know. But let's get the lowdown by speaking to the very smart people. And joining me right now is Nicholas Wood-Smith. He's a political analyst and he's an author at Daily Friend. Morning, Nicholas, how are you?
I'm good, and you? Thank you for having me.
No, thank you very much. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Excellent. All right, Nicholas, it is absolutely... Firstly, about the survey, let's talk about the survey indicating that the majority of South Africans believe Hamas should face war crimes for October the 7th. So who conducted the research? How was it done? Who did it, who did it poll?
So as you said, the Women's Action Campaign say that as much as I know.
Yeah.
I didn't conduct a survey, but was pleasantly surprised by the results. I was leaning towards the pessimistic idea that most South Africans were blindly pro-Palestine, anti-Israel, just because that's what the government's been telling us.
Yes, and the mainstream media.
But exactly. But I was very pleasantly surprised to find the majority of South Africans do believe that Hamas are the bad guys, because it paints the obvious. And I think it does actually make sense that the majority of South Africans, the silent, reasonable majority, are victims of crimes every single day, and they can view the footage that Hamas filmed themselves and the CCTV footage, and they can see these are like the criminals that we have to face every single day. There's the footage of the Hamas fighters shooting people right outside the security complexes. That you could have just put in a timestamp saying that's from Johannesburg, and it would look very similar to what South Africans have to face.
True. True. I mean, I went and I was looking up who Waxa is. This is this Women's Action Group, right? And they put out another earlier on the 8th of March this year. They actually did other research that said one in four South Africans believes that rape is sometimes justifiable. So that's completely contradicting the research that you and I are talking about. Because a big part of what Hamas did was the rape, right? And the hostages and the murder. And, it's very interesting. I mean, where do you think South Africans really are? I mean, why do you think we're hearing this? This is so different to what we're hearing from mainstream media, from politicians, from leadership in the country.
So I think in terms of just the trying to link the bad survey results of the quarter of South Africans thinking that rape can be justified with the good one, that the clear majority do believe that Hamas should be tried for war crimes, I think it is just a quarter is a huge amount, and it's way too many that for that topic especially. It's more than should ever be acceptable. But sadly, I do think that it makes sense in the fabric of South Africa. If you look at our politicians, if you look at our leadership, we had Jacob Zuma as a president at one point, and he was someone who, a lot of us know the story, and I don't know if I can say it on the air, but I don't know where the state of it's on definite. Well, he's basically, it's an open secret that he raped people. So it's a, and he's someone who then when asked, like, you raped someone with AIDS, he completely ignored the rape part of it. He said, "Oh well, no, I took a shower, so it's fine." And so this is, a country which has a huge problem with people thinking that lesbians can be correctively raped. And I think it's a huge cultural problem that I think GBV activists are blinded by a lot of their alliances, that they don't want to seem that they're oppressing a certain culture, So they try to just make it a generalized thing. So they'll focus on the problem, but they never focus on what's causing this, causing the problem. But I think a lot of it is that we have to accept that there's some aspects of our culture in this country that need to be addressed honestly. I'm just pleasantly surprised that's only a quarter, but that's my pessimism talking.
Yeah. Nicholas, that's where we leave it. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Just for listeners who may have just tuned in, we're talking about our leadership. And just to be clear, that Jacob Zuma was accused of raping a young woman. She was 31 years old. She was an HIV/AIDS activist. Her name was Kwezi. And, you know, she was HIV positive. Unfortunately, she has passed away. But, you know, he said that, you know, it's fine because he showered afterwards. And after that, Zapiro, every time he drew a cartoon of Jacob Zuma, Jacob Zuma had a shower head above his head. Yeah. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Nicholas, thank you very much for your time and your insight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's Nicholas Wood-Smith. He's a political analyst and author at The Daily Friend. What's your thought? I mean, I've never heard of this women's organization. I'm definitely going to look them up. It's called the Women's Action Campaign of South Africa. And one of the things that they say is that, you know, they don't want to release their names. It's very interesting. It's a very interesting group. And I definitely am going to look them up.